Welcome back to the pregame show here on AM 1570 and FM 99.1 KZWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here on this Friday evening as joining us on the line. It's the head football coach of the Webster City Lynx, Andy Brim, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on again.
So as we take a look, obviously last week you go up against a tough Fort Dodge team over in Dodger Stadium, and things did not break your team's way in the loss in week two, but definitely still some individuals that definitely played hard till the final whistle that reflected into the stat column. And just what were some of the things you and the staff saw from your team despite the tough loss to Fort Dodge on Friday night?
Well, you know, I think I mentioned it last week. Our kids have played extremely hard. I feel like they've been dealt a really tough hand given our lack of numbers and the schedule that we play. We played a really good Fort Dodge team. They didn't have anybody that went both ways, and almost all of our kids had to go both ways. And then add on top of it, the weather for the night. I mean, feels like temperature was probably around 100 degrees at kickoff. But our kids never back down. They play with great effort. They play with good enthusiasm. They're positive throughout the entire game, and they're just looking to get better and better and better with every rep that they get. So, I guess I keep telling them, and I hope that they believe me when I say it, because I really do. But like, I'm extremely proud of the fact that I don't have to coach effort. I get to coach assignments, and I get to coach the game of football, and I don't have to spend time worrying about getting them to actually try.
And starting off on the offensive side of the football, definitely felt like there was the opportunities to run the football on Friday night. Caleb Hansen, Coyce Bertrand, both did a solid job against what we talked about before the game on Friday. Was a talented Fort Dodge front seven that they brought back. And just on the offensive side of the football, just what kinds of steps forward do you think that the offensive unit took in that week two contest?
Well, I think we've learned a lot about ourselves in the first 2 weeks, and I think we've learned what we need to work on, and we've learned where we need to improve, and we've got ideas about how to do that. We're looking forward to another opportunity to do that against another really good team in Clear Lake. So we just got to keep trying to do what we do and continue to improve our craft and worry about ourselves. That's really all that we can do.
And on the defensive side of the football, there were a couple of nice plays that were made on the defensive side. You know, Grant Aaron's finishing with three tackles. He had a TFL. Boston Farley, he had a TFL and a sack in there on Friday. And Zach Lahr as well. So definitely the front seven was applying some pressure on Friday night. So just what can you take away from the front seven and how they've been able to build as we've gone through the first couple weeks of the season?
We spent a lot of time this week as far as just being better about our assignments. I have not done a good enough job the first few weeks here of the season of making sure that everybody understands how they fit into the defense and making sure that we're gap sound across the front. That's how our defense is built. So we spent some time this week working on that just to ensure that everybody knew on all of our different calls and fronts and stuff like that, exactly how they were supposed to fit and where they were supposed to fit. And so, you know, like I said, same with the offense, you know, we're working on things that we can control and look forward to another opportunity to test that out against Clear Lake.
And looking ahead to tonight's matchup with Clear Lake, obviously, like you've talked about, a tough hand that this team has been dealt in terms of the non-district schedule, but a very good Clear Lake team coming into Lakes Field on Friday night. Your team finally does get a home game after the first couple weeks of the season, so it'll be nice to have the home crowd behind you. But just what stands out to you about Clear Lake, to you and the staff about Clear Lake in your scout of the Lions, and what does your football team have to do to try to come away with a victory tonight?
Oh, Clear Lake's extremely good. They were really, really good last year, and they're really, really good again this year. They've got a ton of athletes, and they utilize their athletes well, and they move them around. They find the right spots for them. You know, they've got another team with a three-year starter, a quarterback, Jackson McIntyre, who's been back there, and obviously experience plays a huge role. So anytime that you can have kids that have multiple years of varsity experience, they're going to be ahead. The game starts to slow down for them, and they typically play well. They don't make a lot of mistakes that you see out of younger quarterbacks or younger players that are playing their first year of varsity football. So, you know, kind of like I already said, we have to control what we can control, and we have to take care of what we want to do, make sure that we're taking care of our assignments, and we need to make sure that we improve each and every day and improve with each game and take each game as an opportunity to test out the things that we've practiced to ensure that we're getting better and better each day that goes by. So that's really the process that we believe in, and that's the way that we're going to stay the course, and the kids are bought into that. And like I said, I mean, effort is great, attitude is great. So, you know, we're looking forward to, it's fun to play good football teams. You know, it'd be really great to come out on the other end of one. But, you know, we get to play a lot of good football teams, and that's a huge challenge to us and a huge opportunity for our kids to be able to prove that they can play with anybody.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck tonight against Clear Lake.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you.
That was Andy Brin, the head football coach of the Webster City Lynx, here in our pregame show. We go live to the field next on AM 1570 and FM 99.1 KZWC.